Welcome, everybody, to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and welcome to the rest of your life. Amen. So what are you going to do with it? Who are you going to serve? Huh? Who else? The people. Meet the people's needs. Oral Roberts would say that to me over and over and over and over. Meet the needs of the people. And the day he shoveled past his Bible at me, said, "What is this word of God?" And he said, "It's letters." And they're just as anointed today. And he said, you write a letter. He said, "You're not writing that letter to get your needs met. No. You write that letter to get their needs met." Yes. That's what it's all about. Yes. Meet the needs of the people. That's our job. Actually, that should be the job of every born again person on the face of the earth. Is help meet the needs of people. Hallelujah. That's what this whole thing is wrapped around. So now here we are. And it's in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. And the 12th verse. "For the word of God is quick and powerful." It's alive. Amen. Powerful. "Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight." The word of God, his. The word of God, he. This is him. And what we learned yesterday, that Jesus said, he will take of mine, talking about the Spirit of God, he will take of mine and show it to you. All the Father has is mine. And I say again, the Spirit of God will take of mine. He'll take all that the Father has. Spirit, soul, body, financially. And show it unto you. When 57 years ago, when Gloria and I went into this ministry, we didn't have anything. And then I went to a partner meeting. I was driving the car, and I heard what a partner letter was all about. And so he said, $10 a month. And but now, since then, I haven't put a money figure on it. But he said, that's a good starting place. Well, I wanted to be a partner. They had a wooden pencil in that envelope. And so I filled it out and put the pencil in there. I said, that's mine. That's the only thing I own. The only thing I owned in the world was a wooden pencil. I'm going to get that over to you. And someone said, "Hey, hey, you." I turned around. Oh, I would figure her at about, 35, maybe 40. And she was a woman of color. She was a black woman. She was sitting in the second row, and she'd been right behind me. And I keep telling this, thinking this woman will hear this one day. I want to meet her.
Right.
She said, now this is a good Southern expression. The Lord been aware what in me this whole morning. See, the whole time, God was way ahead of me.
Yes.
He was way ahead of me. He been aware what in me this whole time to give you $10. I said, "Oh, thank you, lady. Give it to me." I grabbed that $10 and ran over there and caught the usher and got a pencil and put the $10 in there. We're a partner of the Oral Roberts.
Yes.
So I got back there in Tulsa and I said, Gloria, we're partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. She said, Kenneth, where are we ever going to get $10 a month? Now I said that. Now look around you. But that's where we started. And I said, sit down here, girl. And so I preached as close as I could to what the way he did. And the point of contact and, you know, and so forth, things like that. And my bottom line was, Gloria, we can have Oral Roberts anointing for $10 a month. She said, let's do it. We didn't know where we were going to get it. And then just right after that, we were driving to Oklahoma City to preach. And John and Kelly were in the back seat. Daddy, when are we going to eat? I said, anytime now. I didn't tell them that all the money we had was in the gas tank. But we had a meeting coming up there. Now, I want you to get this, and I want you to get this. I didn't tell them we don't have any money. Because I'm a partner with Oral Roberts, and God is responsible for me. I didn't say that. I said, any minute now. Yes. We hungry, Daddy. I said, yeah, we're going to just hang on. We're going to eat any minute. Well, I knew that if we got into that meeting and received some offerings, we'd have something to eat. That's what I was thinking. But the highway did this, and then fast food alley. Well, the Sizzler had that big Hereford bull up there. And I had a meeting in Hereford, Texas one time, and that's where the thing got its name. So anyway, I saw it. Money, I said. So I got on and really slow over here to the right hand. Now listen to me, this is faith in action. Yes. This is partnership in action. Yes. Don't. Just make sure you don't ever forget this. Cause yourself to think about it. Amen. It would be worth the drive to Oklahoma City and look at that spot. I drove over here on the right-hand side, and there it was. The wind had blown it up onto a cyclone fence. And I just peeled $20 bill off that fence. Amen. Now, I don't know whose $20 bill that was, but whoever they are, they're blessed whether they know it or not, because it fed us that day.
Amen.
God knows.
Yes.
So, $2 for Jesus, $10 for Oral. I said, where you want to eat? The ball! So we went to the Sizzler and we had lunch and with a little leftover.
Amen.
That's the way we started. And we kept believing God all the way through because we learned about the curse of the law and the blessing of Abraham. In all these years, we've never been in debt, personally, the ministry, never. But it began when we were very small.
Yes.
But you can still do it today.
Yes.
But you have to go to the scripture and stand on it according to the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Everybody shaking your head, yes.
Yes.
That means you have committed to do it. God saw this because he's living right there on the inside of it. All right, let's go back to the book. Thank you, Jesus. Divine access to all the Father has. He's the King of the universe. Developing a God inside consciousness, become God inside minded. He is our helper, our comforter, our advocate, our standby advocate. That means he is our personal attorney.
Amen.
He is our advocate. He stands there with the Father. The Spirit of God is between us and the Father. It is the Spirit of the Father. He is our advocate, our standby, our counselor, our strengthener, our intercessor. Now, 1 John 4:4. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these books like this, they're letters. Just sit down and read them. How long does it take you long to read a letter 3 or 4 pages long? 4:4. Verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit. Try the spirits where they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that he should come. Even now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Them what? Them spirits. That's not proper grammar, but you understand what I'm saying. Those spirits. The spirit of the Antichrist. Well, that's nobody but the devil. He's anti-everything but himself. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now look at 5:4. In the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Glory to God. Now, thinking about Hereford, Texas, for those of you that haven't heard me say this, this was back in the beginning, and I was there. And I was there without Gloria and had a 3-week meeting there. So I do my outlines with the subject in blue and the scriptures in red, like that. I had my outlines. I was in my motel room, and I had them laid out here on the bed, the new birth, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and healing, miracles. And I began to pray. And I prayed in tongues there for a good little bit in order to get my thinking here instead of here. Amen. And there's a whole lot of times I'll do that in order to tune into here instead of here. This sounds like it was just a few minutes, but no, it wasn't. This took half of the morning. And just there praying, and I said out loud, I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, which should I do first? I heard it. Is there victory in the new birth? I said, yes, sir. Is there victory in the overflowing of my spirit within you? I said, yes, sir. Is there very victory in miracles and healings? I said, oh, yes, sir. Yeah, it says so in the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. We have victory over death, hell, and the grave. This is the victory which we have. He said every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. That's where the believer's voice of victory came from. Way back there. And we had mighty things happen in that meeting. Just mighty things. So, one of them, I found out later, he's pastor of a local Methodist church. Well, I had gone into the first couple of chapters of Acts, which points out the fact that Jesus went to hell. And he didn't like that. And some of his people have been baptized in the Spirit, and he didn't like that. Big man. I was standing here, and that platform wasn't much higher than this. And I was standing there like this, and he came through the back. It was an old abandoned drugstore building. He came back through there, and he was every bit as tall as I was. And I'm standing up on this. I mean, he's big, man. And he's walking there at me, and I was standing there like this, and I said, "Oh, Jesus, here he comes." And so I just stood there and watched him. He got right up there to me. He walked up there to me. He said, "Brahmatu." "Lamaga." "Lord, get him in there." Turned around and walked out. I thought, what is that all about? Now, remember now, this is the first time I had the victory. I tell you, it is running over inside me. I'm an overcomer, and this is my faith that overcomes the world. The victory, my faith. So he came back. He said, "Brother, may I speak to you?" He's just right there in front of everybody. I said, "Well, yes, sir." Then he introduced himself to me. He said, "I was an alcoholic truck driver." And he said, "I got saved." He said, "I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior." And he said, "They've been telling that you said Jesus went to hell." I said, "That's right." Well, he said, "I didn't like that." And he said, "I didn't like it, my people being baptized in the Holy Ghost." But he said, "You saw what happened to me in there last night." He said, "It just happened when I opened my mouth." He said, "I couldn't sleep last night." Now listen. He said, "I just was laying there in the bed." And he said, "I just went over next door to the sanctuary. Got there on my knees. And he said, I just prayed there for a little bit. And I said, Jesus, did you go to hell?" He said, "You better believe it, big boy. If I hadn't, you would have." That's the truth. What does the scripture say? Had the devils known, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. He had to go into hell itself and defeat it. And he embarrassed all the demons of hell. He embarrassed the devil in his own domain. And the glory of God came in that place. The Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. Right there in the book of Romans, and it says, and the glory raised him up. That glory came in hell itself and shook that place. I like to say it like this: demons bouncing off the walls of hell. Because he went in there on the 22nd Psalm. He didn't do anything without the word. Read it in the Classic Amplified. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And read that whole 22nd Psalm.
Yes.
And right, you get at the end of it, it said, it is finished.
Amen.
And then you and I reap the benefits.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So here we are now. Whosoever meaneth me. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that's begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is, one translation said, this is loving God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. What does that mean? How many in here are born of God? Did everybody raise your hand? Raise it up there. Look at your hand. I'm an overcomer. Now, whether you're you are overcoming or not is up to you. Yes. A lot of overcomers don't know they're overcomers because they don't know anything about that. But this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So actually, every born-again believer is an overcomer.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, but I'm not overcoming. Well, that's your fault. Oh, God, help me overcome. Well, that's not a bad prayer. But you know what he's going to say? Have you not read in my word? Where is the word? There was a woman that had been healed of cancer in our ministry. And one of her helpers called us. I got on the phone. Well, when they said her name, of course, I knew who she was. And she said, oh, Brother Copeland, this old cancer's come back on me. It's come back on me. I said, okay, get your Bible. I heard her say, where's my Bible? Where is my Bible? Uh-oh. I said this one time. I'd rather be in a place where I actually didn't have any pants to wear than to be without my Bible. Amen. Because I can take my Bible and I can get me some clothes. The first thing the Lord directed me to do after I began to learn faith from Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin. And he said, don't just bite off all this. He said, believe God for some socks. Well, and then I went, and then I was at the store and I was looking at socks. And I said, nope, I'm going to believe God for you. And I just started saying, oh, I love my new socks. Oh, I like my new socks. Yes, I have new socks. Here they came. Well, then it's time for shoes. Then it's time for clothes. And you've heard me tell this, most of you have. I was preaching for Roy and Ophel Sprague and in Oklahoma, staying in the home of them. And I did need some clothes. And if I remember correctly, I knocked a note or something off the podium in the church. And I bent over and so I didn't turn around anymore until I finished. And I said, "I'll see y'all tonight." Split from. I got back in my room and sewed them up. I still carry needle and thread with me today and put buttons on and stuff like that. Haven't used it in a long time. And we're out of time. We'll be back in a few moments.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Do you ever wake up and feel like the weight of the world is on you? You know you're called to be a light for God in the darkness, but your flame has become a flicker? Feed your spirit and build your faith with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's From Faith to Faith, a daily guide to victory. A devotion for every day of the year, each page offers scripture readings and practical word-based teachings to help you take hold of God's promises. Use it as a personal, family, or group devotional and dive deeper into the Word of God. Drawing from their own experiences, the Copelands guide you through applying God's Word to make significant changes to get on the victory side of life. Whether you're struggling with weariness, offense, relationships, finances, or addiction, From Faith to Faith will uplift your spirit and set the tone for each day to be filled with purpose and faith. Embrace wisdom and watch as you grow from faith to faith. Request your free copy of From Faith to Faith, the daily devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Receive God's wisdom, energize your faith, and take hold of your covenant promises. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
It's been so good for you to be here today. And like I said earlier this week, we need partners. I mean, we so many things that we're growing so rapidly, we need partners. So pray about it. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all the class at KCBC right here and in Canada, reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.